Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls, connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Ian Williams joining us. Ian, thank you so much for joining us. And I guess the first thing I'll ask you about is I think the 49ers got a little good news. D Ford practicing today means it looks like he's going to play Sunday. How much is a difference does D Ford make?
Oh, it makes a huge difference. You know, when you got a young kid who hasn't even started his first game yet coming into town, you know, for your first game, to have one of your best pass rushers out there is definitely going to help. It's going to speed up that young kid's internal clock.
Ian, you're already starting to hear the noise. I won't say surprise team, but the Niners are 2-0. Big Ben's down. Mike Tomlin could possibly go 0-3. What does Ian Williams think's going to happen on the football field come Sunday at 1:25?
I believe they're going to come in here and they're going to fight. You know, they're actually not a bad team. And for them to trade a pick like that to get a young player, that kind of tells me that they have some promise. They have some potential with this young kid. He went 12 for 19 this past week, and he actually played pretty well. He had two TDs, so I know they're gonna throw the book at this kid and let him come in here first game, so starting, kind of, you know, dish it all over the field. So the Niners need to be ready. This is a trap game because they're going into a bye week after this. So, you know, maybe they're already looking forward to the bye week or getting some time off or some Monday Night Football, but they have to focus on this game because this kid can be really dangerous.
Ian, I'm with you here. I think this is a dangerous Steelers team. They're playing for their season, basically. You can't fall to 0-3, especially in that division with Baltimore and Cleveland. I saw a couple tweets with you about Eric Armstead. And a lot of us here in the Bay Area have been critical of Eric Armstead. We actually had him on the show earlier this week, Ian, and I actually apologize to Eric, saying, look, I can't front. I've been critical of you, but the young man in his contract year has seemed to turn a corner. What is he doing that he wasn't doing in the previous 4 years, Eric Armstead, that is, Ian?
Well, he's healthy. He's on the field. You know, he's dealt with he had toe issues, he had a shoulder, he had a hand. He's had some issues that he hasn't been able to be on the field for a whole season. And I was talking to that. I was mentioning it. I got into a little Twitter battle with a friend, not a friend of mine, but a guy that, you know, he's on Twitter a lot. And he was just bashing Eric and bashing a lot of guys, but he didn't have any context to really be bashing him. I'm like, how do you really even know, you know, if he's good or not? You haven't even seen him practice or seen his true potential. All you see is game tape. I've seen what this kid can do in the practice field, but he hasn't had the chance to really do that because he hasn't been healthy. Now he's finally healthy. And I've been telling people about this. This kid has potential. He's 6'7". You saw what Calais Campbell was doing last night on Thursday Night Football. He has that same frame. Him and DeForest, man, they're monsters. And once they actually, you know, got some health and some gains behind them to really build some confidence, they're starting to see the final product right now. And you know, I'm excited for him because, like you say, it's a contract year. So, you know, he's going to get paid. Not that he's going to get paid to stay here, or another team's going to, you know, really throw him the book. So he's in a great position right now.
Ian, how significant do you think is the loss of Trent Taylor for at least the first eight games?
I wouldn't say a huge significant loss because I don't know how much they're going to throw him into the offense or how much they will use him. But I feel like, you know, they have other weapons on the field. You've seen kind of the emergence of Deebo Samuel. I'm still waiting to see more from Dante Pettis, but, you know, the other receivers that kind of stepped in and made some plays. So it's going to be interesting to see who takes less reps when he comes back. I know he's more of a slot receiver. They're not really going to put him out there and try to run the ball behind him like they would a Marquise or Deebo or Kendrick, because he's more slighter. So, you know, you can't use him in run blocking. So he's more of a nickel, third down, like slot receiver. You know, he has a great guy to kind of learn under. So he just needs to get healthy and really see, you know, how he's going to really finagle himself into the offense and all.
Ian, what did you make of the Jalen Ramsey noise? He still may be on a new team. And the fact for, you know, a couple of days last, you know, this week, oh, you know, a lot of Niner faithful, go out and get him. Did you think that was a good fit? And were you also shocked that Richard Sherman came out, didn't put an end to it, but he kind of said, you know, we're going with the guys in this locker room?
No, I mean, shoot, that's what Sherman's supposed to do. He's a leader. So, of course, he's going to bolster up his players that are on the team. You know, you of course, you want to bolster up other guys on the team, but, you know, they're not doing anything. Why hurt your own players that can help you and try to bolster up another guy? But, yeah, let's bring him in, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure, you know, the GMs, they actually thought about it. Kyle and John, I'm sure they thought about it. He's a great player, but other things you have to think about. You have to pay George Kittle very soon. You got to pay DeForest very soon. Akello's playing very well right now. You have other guys who are going to end up being up very soon, so you have to save some of that money. And Jalen, if he were to come out here, you would definitely have to make him probably the highest paid corner in the league, and you know that's going to take away from other guys on the team. So I feel like they've built a culture where it's more team first, not that, you know, that true high paying player that's going to take up a bulk of the salary, and I don't think they want that.
Ian Williams here on 95.7 The Game. I know you're getting ready for your Notre Dame Fighting Irish to go get blown out down in Georgia, Ian, but we're not going to talk about that.
Don't try me like that.
We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Sunday because, again, I feel like this is one of the biggest games in a short history of Levi's Stadium for this 49ers team. And you talked about it. We had you in studio. You talked about going to Candlestick and what it was like coming up into the city, and now they're going down to Santa Clara. This is a big game, and I know there's going to be a lot of terrible towels out there, but what do you think is the environment for a 2-0 team coming in to play the Pittsburgh Steelers? I feel like Levi's, this is a big opportunity for that stadium and the fans down there to shed the narrative that it's a neutral site game, that it could become a home field advantage.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I've been waiting for this. I know the fans have been waiting for this moment because I tweeted out, was it earlier this week, that, you know, like, this is a big moment for Levi's, exactly what you said, because – I've heard is, you know, it's too expensive or the heat, the seats, I mean, where they're at, or it's not fun. The team's bad. They don't win. But you know what? I'm tired of all the excuses. This team's really good, and this team needs the home field advantage, just like every other team has, say Seattle, and the L.A. and Miami and KC with the, you know, noise, whatever. We need that too. We need our fans to really suck it up and go out there and make it a live game. I know, you know, the Steelers are going to be out there. They're a national brand too. So you're going to see a lot of yellow towels. But you know what? That's going to make it fun. That's going to heighten the atmosphere for these guys. And it's really going to bring out their true potential and their true character and their true nature on the field with all that emotion and all that adrenaline going in their veins. You know what I'm saying? We feed off that, like, legit. It's like a white noise. When you have like a noise like that, like in Seattle, it's literally so loud. You're just like, you're so calm because it's so loud. All you hear is rattling in your helmet. And we need that here. We need our fans really be passionate. I know we have great fans because we turned Tampa Bay and Cincinnati into, you know, virtually home games. You know, I remember doing that when we go to a field and we beat a team up and their fans are leaving in the third or fourth quarter and we out here having a good time being loud and loud like that, you know. So we need to have that here, you know what I'm saying? We're like,
yep.
It's fun doing it on the road, but we need to have it here in Santa Clara. You know, it's time to turn up.
Hey, Ian, last week, Niners rushed for 260 yards. They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and to a man, most think that the Steelers' defense a lot better than Cincinnati. So do you go into a game like this saying, we are trying to establish the run, or do you say, you know what, maybe let's try to skin this cat another way?
Well, I'm sure the game plan changed once Joe Staley went out in the third quarter because if you watch the film, all they do is run the ball after he gets hurt. The only passing play that they actually have is a screen pass, which doesn't really require anything for the tackle to get out. So that told me right there, you know, they're really trying to plan for next week for school. But it's going to be interesting to see how he holds up. The game plan should change depending how well he does or if he's not doing what they throw in Brunsfield or they're both struggling. They're going to have to, you know, cover and mask, you know, that hole right there because there is no Joe Staley. So the game plan is going to be a little interesting.
Ian, what did you played the game. That's why I'm asking you. What did you make of Bosa? Because when you look at the box score, he didn't record a sack or a tackle, what they gave him credit for. But I know you played. Do you look like things bigger than the box score? What did you make of his second game in the pros?
Oh yeah, there's way more than box scores, man. I lived off of that because of my what I was able to do. I was able to keep, you know, guys off Navarro. I did my job. I kept guys off Navarro and Patton and Will Hoyt and these guys. And he does the same thing. He gets up into his gap. He gets off the ball. He sets the edge so he allows, you know, Quan and Fred to really roam. They don't have to worry about, you know, someone not keeping the edge. They can really, you know, tee off and really go get a play if it's an inside zone or an ISO play. You know, they don't have to worry about, oh, I don't know if Bosa is going to jump inside on this play, so I can't jump in here and make a play on the fullback because I might have to redirect and get outside because this rookie can't hold his gap. He hasn't had any of those. He's done his job. That's all I'm really looking for. I'm sure all these coaches are really looking for. Hey, do your job, and then when it's time to go eat, I'm releasing the leash and go eat. It's third down. This is what we draft you in to do, but besides that, just do your job. I mean, that's why guys like Richard Sherman, you know, they haven't had a problem with him. As long as he comes in there, he's been working hard, obviously. He's getting better. He's building more confidence. Shoot, that first week, you know, he missed that first sack with Jameis Jukin, but I saw the confidence already just for him to be able to get back there. So, you know, he's coming along, and it's starting early. So, you know, the sky's the limit for this kid.
And all week long, we've been talking about dreaming. If the Niners go 3-0 for the first time since 1998, you can dream a little bit. When do players start talking about the playoffs? I know it's early. We're in September. But if they do improve to 3-0, you're playing a Monday night game against the Cleveland Browns with a chance to go 4-0 in the first quarter of the season. When do the players start to say, you know what? We have something here. We can compete for a playoff spot. We could possibly win this division. When will that happen for this 49ers team?
I would say until we play a divisional team, you know, it's all cool and everything, you know, winning, you know, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers and beating the Browns and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we can drop every game in our conference and not be able to make it to the playoffs. But we can drop every game to the AFC or non-conference guys and still make it to the playoffs. So that Rams game, what is it, week six? Really going to be the crucial game to really know if this team is really about it. You know, you've been hearing on ESPN, are they pretenders or are they the real thing? And I really think that's the game that's going to show, you know, who we are and where we stand in the NFC West. But looking forward to the playoffs, I feel like guys are really focused right now. I feel like this is a young, hungry team, and I feel like they have certain veterans around to really keep these guys, you know, honed in and focused on the right now and not focusing on, you know, the playoffs and possibly even getting there. You know, it's going to be fun. But, you know, focus on the right now and stay within, you know, your segments. You know, Harbaugh used to always break it down, and Dante talks about it all the time. We have segments of the season. We have four segments every four games. You know, you're trying to win, you know, go over 500 in those segments. So they just need to stay focused on it right now.
Ian, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. And we will catch up with you next week.
For sure, man. Hopefully we're talking after a 3-0 start.
Absolutely. Wow. See you at the game, Ian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.